Tijuana, the border city that's become an epicenter of Mexico's rocketing number of press attacks. Two journalists were killed here in just 1 week.
José Luis Gamboa.
This is the sound of their colleagues in mourning.
Margarito Martínez Esquivel, presente. Lourdes Maldonado, presente.
Lourdes Maldonado and Margarito Martinez's murders are still under investigation and constantly in the mind of local reporters. Like Ana Lilia Ramirez, she's just making her first cup of coffee when her editor sends her a video of this morning's presidential press conference. There are fresh developments in the cases. But after watching, she says the authorities are no closer to solving them.
And I feel bad because they are my friend. And I feel bad. Sorry, I'm very sensitive. I think the people that yell is not, it's only like killed the man.
Yeah, not the ones who planned it and masterminded it. Yeah.
Around 95% of journalist murders in Mexico go unsolved. And that's been the case for years. But the current administration has also seen an almost 85% jump in crimes against the press, say free speech advocates, with seven reporters killed so far this year.
What do you think the attitude of President López Obrador is to this? What is his attitude?
That we're crazy. He thinks anybody who says, hey, they're killing us, is part of the opposition.
When López Obrador came to Tijuana to speak to the press corps, just after their colleagues had been killed, he took the opportunity to criticize journalists. He often does.
These famous journalists who are for hire, we should find out how much they earn, because they get a lot of money. They're mercenaries.
With an apparent lack of official support, journalists here band together to protect each other. As we ride with Ana Lilia to her first assignment, messages ping in from a reporter's WhatsApp group they've set up. This one from a colleague on the same day pulls us both up short. He's assaulted right next to the police in the middle of a protest.
So it just seems constant in this chat between journalists here, the tension and the threats, and that something could possibly happen.
Less than 2 months ago, Ana Lilia tells me she had her own close shave after reporting on femicides. An armed man followed her while on the road and into a shopping centre.
His bag was open, I looked in and saw a gun in there. The only thing I was thinking in the shop was, I might die here. My colleagues had just been killed.
She asked the army to rescue her. These photos are taken from when they came and got her. It was then she entered Mexico's press protection program. But while some journalists say it saved them, others, like Ana Lilia, say they've got no help. After the ceremony she's been sent to cover, she takes a chance to ask the police state commissioner about that.
Some people say that they just get a message, others just a photo, rather than the police patrols at their house.
That is not completely true.
But in Mexico, the threats could come from anywhere, not just narcos, police, even politicians. And at risk, not only journalists, but the chance to challenge power or provide a voice for those without one. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Tijuana.